the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being Rickrolled right now. You know, of all the wonderful Commodore songs, you know, my favorite song perhaps ever, at least party song, Brick House, man. You could have played Brick House instead.
There's plenty more show left. I have plenty more songs. And let's not pretend I don't have this ready to go in the next couple segments or so. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Okay.
I got you. I know you. I got you.
Okay, Fancy Brain. I'll trust you. Just lighten up on the Star Wars, big guy. Real quick. I'm just not with you. I don't feel that movement of the Force today. Let's stay on topic. Help me. Democrats need to truly engage the abortion fight. Paul Waldman, a columnist at the Washington Post. It may sound crass to react to the news that the Supreme Court seems close to overturning Roe v. Wade by asking how it will or should affect the midterm elections and the 2024 presidential race. Well, I've already crassly asked that of myself. But the reality is the most important factor in determining whether abortion rights will continue to exist in America is whether Democrats can win more elections. And as Waldman writes, and there's a real danger, they're going to mess this up. There are any number of ways that could happen, but they all trace back to some deep-seated beliefs about abortion politics and public opinion, one that stops Democrats from being as aggressive and forceful as they should. If they want to win, they have to get over their timidity and go on the attack. If ever a political development deserved a furious backlash, I heard you, Darcy, it was this one. But it won't happen unless people, including Democratic politicians, make it happen. You know who understands that better than Democrats do? Republicans. And they're doing everything they can to dissipate the controversy. Calm things down. Divert attention. Look over there, shiny object. From the horrors they gleefully prepare to rain down on American women. It's why the Republican Senate campaign arm sent out a memo advising them not to talk about what they've done and what they actually want to do. Oh, they apparently are telling their own. Be a compassionate consensus builder. Consensus builder on abortion policy. Democrats can't let them get away with that. Unfortunately, Democrats have long been skittish about talking about abortion. They often can't bring themselves to utter the word, which only reinforces the idea. It's something to be ashamed of. They talk about reproductive rights or the right to choose, which are abstractions that don't accomplish what they need right now, which is for people to get mad. What's the other way to do it? By getting more concrete and vivid and confronting Republicans on the facts of what their policies would do. More like will do, Paul Waldman. What do you think Republicans fear more? A Democrat who says you'd take away reproductive rights, or one who says you would force a 12-year-old rape victim to bear a child for her rapist? Because that is what is at stake here. Every Republican should be asked what they'd say to the 12-year-old rape victim. Every Republican should be asked how much time they think women should serve in jail for having abortions. They should also be asked whether they are coming for birth control next, because that is what many in the anti-abortion movement want to do. They falsely believe birth control pills and IUDs are abortifacients and therefore should be outlawed. I don't know how many Republican candidates agree with that. I don't know how many favor the National Abortion Ban activists are planning to push for. But since every Democrat running for Congress apparently must answer questions about defund the police, an idea almost no Democrat actually supports, shouldn't every Republican everywhere be asked if they want to arrest women who get abortions and outlaw birth control? We know that Republican-run states are already working on horrifying, draconian abortion laws, many of which will pass in the coming months. Republicans everywhere, especially in swing states, you know, like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia, where there are tight races this year, should be forced to answer questions about whether they're planning the same thing. GOP extremism can and should be a critical factor in this year's elections, not only on abortion, but on a range of issues, including election denial. Yeah, that one's been sticking in Crudy's craw the whole time. And we've seen plenty of instances in the past where a Republican lost a winnable race by saying something so freaking crazy that voters recoiled in disgust. In fact, many of those cases had to do with rape and abortion. You think it's an accident that when Republicans get asked whether they support rape and incest, exceptions to the abortion bans they favor, they skitter away like roaches when you turn on the kitchen light. When they do answer the question, it becomes hugely controversial. We saw that in Ohio, where State Rep. Gene Schmidt, who is known as Mean Gene in Congress, said that if a hypothetical 13-year-old was raped and got pregnant, carrying her rapist baby to term would be an opportunity. It got huge press coverage. Democrats also shouldn't decide that because opinions on abortion haven't moved much in the aggregate over decades, that means you can't change how people see it in relation to their votes. While highly engaged people on both sides have fixed ideas about abortion, there are millions whose beliefs are complicated and cross-pressured. They may think abortion should be legal in the first few months, but not after. And for some reasons, but not others. But the emerging GOP consensus that abortion should be illegal in virtually all cases, even after rape and incest, is spectacularly unpopular and makes Republicans look like just the extremists Democrats say they are. Democrats have to make them pay the price for what they've done and what they plan to do. If they don't, our future will be more disturbing than anything we've imagined. Paul Waldman at the Washington Post. We'll get fired up. We're going to stay fired up all the way from here to the midterms and beyond. Because until this is codified into federal law, because here in the state of Wisconsin, we are completely screwed. Roe v. Wade gets overturned. It would be illegal in the state of Wisconsin to have an abortion. And the redistricting, the gerrymandering has baked Republican leadership in for a decade. You want solutions, it's only coming legislatively from the federal government. More devils.
My party is going bat crazy.